AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A jury in Minnesota convicted two men of charges related to human smuggling for an international operation that led to the deaths of a family of four migrants from India who froze while trying to cross the border with Canada during a blizzard in 2022. Andy Luger is the U.S. attorney in Minnesota.
The words immoral depravity are the best that I have to describe the conduct that led to this terrible, terrible result.
Luger says an Indian national who prosecutors say went by the alias Dirty Harry and an American from Florida were part of a sophisticated illegal operation that had brought increasing numbers of Indians into the U.S. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks after Russia used a hypersonic missile to attack a city in Ukraine.
With a thin smile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says no one in the world has such weapons like the Oreshnik, an intermediate-range ballistic missile he says moves too fast for Western air defenses to stop. His strategic missile forces chief says the Oreshnik can hit targets across Europe and be fitted with nuclear or conventional warheads. Putin says Russia will start producing more of the missiles.
It would be wrong to say that it's not dangerous.
But Angela Stent, who is America's top intelligence officer for Russia, warns against being intimidated by Moscow's threats.
We're not on the brink of World War III.
Still, European officials do worry the war is escalating. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the West to make Putin really afraid of the consequences he might face. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The owners of a Colorado funeral home pleaded guilty to stashing 190 decaying bodies and giving grieving families fake ashes. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 426 points. This is AP News. At least 15 people have gotten sick in Minnesota from tainted beef.
Health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants, and even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly and can cause stomach upset. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York repealed a seldom-used law over a century old that made it a crime to cheat on your spouse, a misdemeanor that once could have landed adulterers in jail for 3 months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.